Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, I'm back in the place, baby. The show. Yeah. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Welcome to K1's Internet Radio. You dig? Drums, please. I have my background music to set the vibe straight. And also my cup of vodka. Got it on deck. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get to the proceedings this evening. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzy Dig. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight, episode 227. What we're talking about tonight on the show is it's a music related show per se, but you don't have to necessarily be an artist. I'm going to play some music today for various reasons, because I got a special guest interview coming on. Shouts out to her, Savoria. She'll be here at the top of the second hour. We're talking about street promo versus online promo. Well, actually, online promo versus street promo for episode 227. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people have their own conflicting views about which one is better, which one you should use, which one you should invest in, the pros and cons of each one. So I'm hoping all my artists who be calling in and jamming up my damn phone lines trying to get their music played, hopefully those people, you know what I mean, will call into the show. You feel me? And hit the phone lines and give me basically their experiences. I can give you my experiences. Hopefully some of my promoter friends can call in. I really kind of had this show geared up, and I had someone who was supposed to come on and talk about it, but they really couldn't come at the last minute. But I'm still scheduled to do the show anyway, so I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? But before we go any further, let me stop the music. It's November 8th, 2011, and a hip-hop legend died today. You know what I mean? A hip-hop legend died today. You feel me? Rest in peace to the homie Heavy D. You know what I'm saying? And me personally, I'm older than some of the people. Some of the people who call my show are about my age, early 30s. Some of the people who call my show are younger than me. You know what I mean? But I think really, if you really know hip-hop and you study hip-hop, at the end of the day, you should know who this artist is. First of all, even if you're a young guy, you should have been reintroduced to him, because he just did a performance this year at the 2011 BET Awards. You know what I mean? And this guy's 44 years old and he ripped it. You know, I'm talking about out there doing old school early 90s dance steps. You feel me? He killed it. You know what I'm saying? And he passed away today. I've been trying to keep up with my news feed and stuff like that to kind of see if they said why or how he died. I don't know. I still haven't seen that yet. You feel me? It's crazy because I mean, when people were first saying it, I was like, wait a minute. I Googled it and it wasn't even on Google yet, but it was on Twitter and Facebook already. Shows you the power of social networking and online connection, which is kind of sort of what we're talking about today. But I just want to say rest in peace to Heavy D, man. You know what I mean? Like, for real, for real. If you really don't know your history, Heavy D's song, and I'm going to play, everybody knows on K1's Internet Radio, I don't play major artists, except for sections like this. If they pass away unexpectedly early, I will run their music, and I will give them a tribute on K1's Internet Radio, because I love hip-hop, and he was a groundbreaker. He was a pioneer. You feel me? Heavy D was the first guy, A, to have kind of sort of street cred, but not cuss a lot, if you really didn't know back then. It was like, even the street dudes was like, yeah, we fucks with Heavy D. The long way. You feel me? But he really only rapped for the chicks. And if it wasn't Heavy D, A, I'm gonna tell you some artists who owe their career to Heavy D. Biggie Smalls, Big Pun, you feel me? Any oversized artist, Rick Ross, any oversized guy, he broke the mold. The Fat Boys made it comical to be fat and rap. They made people poke fun at you. Heavy D made it cool to be big and be a rapper. You still could be a Boss G type guy, and chicks could still be into you and be big, and people actually like you. Chicks actually say, yeah, he big, but I still fuck him. You owe that. All those guys owe that to Heavy D. Make no mistake about it. You feel me? He was the first big guy who came out suave and who came out and was like, yo, I know I'm a big guy. It is what it is, but I still get down. You feel me? At the end of the day. And so he was groundbreaking in that. He's also one of the first artists who had his song was What's Love? Now That We Found Love. That one, the one with Aaron Hall, that one was one of the first top hip hop hits that had that true R&B popish feel. He broke that. Heavy D made it cool to rap for the chicks. Let me say that again. For all of you people who don't want to pay homage and shit, but you want to be in the music business. I could let off 100 rounds to you fuck niggas because you don't even know history of some shit that you're trying to get money from. You know what I mean? You feel me? But he was one of the first guys that made it plain to see that when you rap for the chick, when you rap for the chick, you get money in shows. Niggas may like your shit, but they don't care. They're not gonna be fans of the dudes too tough. Too tough. You know what I mean? But women is where it's at. You gotta rap for the Pop told you that. Gotta rap for the chicks, gotta rap for the women. He said bitches, but I'm whatever. It's K100 Radio. Rap for the bitches. Whatever. But Heavy D had one of the first hits, man. And so I would be remiss. I would not be, you know, doing rap if cats like him had not kicked in doors for me at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an artist myself. And even though I'm not on that level, it doesn't matter. The fact that there is that level to get to is because of cats like Heavy D. So, you know, rest in peace to the homie. You know what I mean? One of the original groundbreakers in this game. You feel me? And with that being said, you know I gotta run this. K100 Radio, man. RIP Heavy D.
My little the bomb on me. Stretching, stretching, flexing, flexing. Give me the permission, okie dokie, I'll bless that. I'm resting like Buddha, Buddha as a best. We can lay down at the level, touch your head on my chest.
Internet radio, man. So I had to run that. I had to run a heavy D joint, man. You know what I mean? How am I not going to do that? How am I going to call myself an advocate of hip-hop and that brother passed away and I don't play not one of his songs on this platform? I'd have to literally kill my goddamn self. You feel me? Real talk. Real talk, you dig? Alright, so let's get into the episode, you dig? Episode 227. (347) 934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Background music. So tonight we're talking about street promo versus online promo, or as the title has, online music promo versus street promo. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the synopsis. We already got people on the phone lines that probably want to talk about it. Shout out to everybody that's already on the phone lines. You feel me? Tuning into the show. Also, like I said, at 9 o'clock we got Tavoria that's gonna call in, and we're gonna run her joint, her new joint, her new single called "I'm Hot," and we're gonna let her get a live interview on the show. You feel me? Pretty talented Atlanta artist, and we'll let her give her background and who she's affiliated with when she comes on to the show. So let me go ahead and jump into the blog, into the synopsis of what I'm talking about, and then we'll go ahead and open up the phone lines and ask these questions. All right, 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. Follow us on Twitter at k100_radio, k100_radio. Follow me on Twitter personally at Blizm, BLIZM. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, in the iTunes store up under the iTunes podcast section. Just type in the search for K100, and when you see the middle finger, indeed that's us. If you're an artist and you want to get your music on K100 Internet Radio, or maybe possibly get an interview, you know what I'm saying? The email address to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio, k100radio@gmail.com. All right, so now to the blog, to the synopsis, and we'll go to the phone line. So lately, right? I've been going hard with promoting my music and radio show all over, right? Yes, it's the promotion and marketing of most products that make them profitable, more so than the product itself. I mean, if the Snuggie people can get rich, for crying out loud, with a fucking blanket with sleeves on it, marketing fucking matters. Seriously. So now, in this digital age, the music industry is transforming rapidly right now. Now, some say that the era of the CD is pretty much over. You know, now, although me personally, I'm going to say pump your brakes on that. hold up a minute. Just hold up a minute. It ain't done yet. Because I still sell CDs. I sold a massive amount of CDs of my latest album. And it just came out. So people still buy CDs. If it's a good CD. Once again, if it's a good CD. An album, man. Anyway. I know it's not too far in the future that probably so the CD will indeed be dead. But the way music is promoted has changed drastically. Even in the short 12 years that I've been doing music myself, I've been doing music for 12 years now. And online promo used to mean that you wasn't really a street rapper, really. You know what I mean? You ain't had no street cred if all you have is a little people following you online and shit. Because your audience didn't even go online. You feel me? If you were the hardest nigga on the block, you ain't give a fuck about the internet, nigga. I'm out here in these streets, nigga. I'm out here in these streets, son. Fuck the internet, geek nigga. That's what it used to be. That was actually not even... It was like that late... Like, when the internet first started buzzing and stuff. It was like late 90s. The internet was here. You had sites up. Even around the early 2000s, really. You know, even around the early part of the 2000s, it was still like, man, if you niggas, no one cared what you doing in these streets. You feel me? But now even the most gangster, even the fake gangster, absolutely have to promote online or else they can just say adios to their careers. You have to. It's not an option anymore. Now, people still like to see posters on the street corners, flyers on their windshield, except when it rains and they get stuck to it after the club and they drunk and they get mad like this whack ass. I ain't buy this nigga got this chick stuck all in my goddamn motherfucking window, nigga. I ain't fuck that nigga. So tell your promo team, please, don't stick it where it can get stuck to the windshield. Please, try not to do that. That's really annoying. They don't like that. They'll say fuck your CD for that reason, because now they got to scrape that shit off. They fucking windshield and it's too hard to get out. And it's annoying. And then they look at your shit like, this motherfucker. Sick of these rapping ass rappers. Every time I come to the club. Got them fly on my windshield. But anyway, I'm getting off point. Back to the point. But you have to have an online presence now to even be considered a serious artist. It is, in fact, a must. Now, not just a website. Like you could get away with in the early 2000s. You could just say, oh, you're online? Yeah, I got a website. Oh, cool. It's cool. No. You need to have a presence online. You feel me? You need a motherfucking Twitter. Let me say that again for you slow people. If you rap now and you don't have a Twitter, even if you don't control the motherfucking Twitter, I don't care if you don't control the Twitter. Somebody needs to be able to add something new. Period, and find you, your shit, your management, your booking. I don't give a fuck who they talk to, but you only need to have at something. See how long you make it without it. I ain't even saying you got to be on there heavy like that. I know you quote unquote real street niggas ain't got time to be all online with that shit. Fuck out of here, nigga. Jeezy tweet all the time. He's supposed to be trap or die. Yeah. Anyway, with that shit, niggas kill me trying to be so hard, they so stupid. I'm trying to help you niggas, man. Seriously. Class is in session. You dig? So now, as I finish up, you need a Twitter and a Facebook will help you. Now it shifted to where now you gotta have a Twitter and a Facebook is a plus. It was, you needed a Facebook and now it's shifted. You need a Twitter and the Facebook is the plus. Having them high Facebook numbers, which is really hard to fake and inflate Facebook like pages, page like. You can do it. You've got these people out here who's got a network of people who just hit like anything and it can get you up, but it's not as easy as it is to fake Twitter numbers. You can inflate Twitter followers so easily, but for some reason, you gotta be on there. Even if you got ridiculously inflated 45,000 followers and you don't even have a fucking mixtape out yet. Like, how'd that happen? You still need a Twitter. Just to say, I'm on Twitter. Hit me up. Because a lot of these people who are in high positions are Twitter fucking junkies. Seriously. I'm a Facebooker myself, personally. I actually prefer Facebook to Twitter. Twitter is cool, but I'm on Twitter because I was forced to be. I went reluctantly kicking and screaming to fucking Twitter. Now I have to fucking do it. Because I'm serious about my shit and my career. Understand me. You feel me? So now back to the synopsis so we can get to the phone lines. Now, if you are an indie and you are not, if you're an indie artist and you are not on a site called Reverb Nation, please stand up and then blow your brains out. Which Reverb Nation has to be by far the best web music website made to help artists promote themselves and help artists get their music out, period. And that includes Facebook, MySpace, and fucking Twitter. Period. Period. And if you don't understand that, that means, A, you haven't even been to the site and explored it. So there is no way you could have been to Reverb Nation, looked at it, and look at everything they offer for independent artists to help get themselves exposed, and you try to give me somewhere that's better. Just because there are more people on Twitter, the tools that that site gives you is better. What you're supposed to do, slow people, is take the Reverb Nation tools and incorporate it into your online grind everywhere else. That's the whole point. It's not saying that everybody's on Reverb Nation. It's saying that you use Reverb Nation as a way to broadcast and put your material up on the main sites like Facebook and Twitter. Slow people. So now, and this is one of my, I'm actually helping artists. I don't know where the fuck all these artists, I got people on my phone line, shout out to everybody that's on here, but I know for a fact there's a whole bunch of fucking artists who really need to be listening because these motherfuckers, let me tell you about my weekend, and I'm gonna go to the phone lines real quick. I had a music filled weekend, you know what I mean? I was on the grizzly with the music this weekend, really. And I performed, I went out of town to perform. It was a little small hole in the wall spot, but I went out of town to perform this weekend. You feel me? And I seen, of course, that side of the game, which can be frustrating sometimes. But also, I was with me being an internet radio host, I was pegged to be a judge of some talent at an open mic down in Macon. Shouts out to Katrina, K-Rock Moore, and the Georgia Record Pool. You did? Shouts out to them. Now then. And so I seen a gang of artists, you know what I'm saying, perform whatever. I was one of the judges, and we had to score these guys and pick the winners and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's actually where I ran into my guest tonight, Tavoria, who will be on the phone lines in about 40 minutes here on the second hour. And these guys, you know, outside of certain things after the show, I was talking to a couple of them, and I would ask them, like, yo, what can I get in contact with you? Now, they all had Twitters for the most part. Some of them didn't even have – two artists, honestly, I talked to didn't even know how to turn their songs into an MP3 and email it to me to the show so I can get it on, which at that point I just really had to have a extended 5 to 10 minute conversation with this brother and explain to him, seriously, you got to get – this open mic is cool, but you really need to get on your grind. You know what I'm saying? With that part of it. But surprisingly, a lot of those artists didn't have Reverb Nation pages. They had Twitters and Facebooks, but not Reverb Nation. And I'm not even a spokesman for Reverb Nation. I just like helping other artists, and I know how powerful the site is. You feel me? And I know all the tools. If you use them all, I know how much it's helped me in promoting my album. Put it period, point blank. You know what I mean? As far as widgets and email blasts, an app, everything, you know what I'm saying? Bar none is not even being faded with nothing else that's going to help you as an artist. So that's the first thing I'm trying to get you to understand. But when it comes to online promo, and the show is about online promo versus street promo, I'm just giving you guys this game. And some guys I know that are on Reverb Nation, and they don't even use half of the shit that they could do on there. You feel me? But some of these artists that I ran across this past weekend, even that I talked to at the show that we went to, I was talking to a couple of the guys that rap in there. Some of them, you know, they had Twitters, not really Facebooks, but no Reverb Nation. And they really didn't, they wasn't really just up on their online promo, their online game, and their online presence. You feel me? And I'm like, some of them at the show, I'm like, yo, you out here in the middle of no fucking where. No one knows about Rome, Georgia. No one is out here that's really, you need the internet when you out in the middle of the fucking sticks. People in Atlanta, Georgia, like I am, I have to have both. That's why I pressed up an album, and that's why I go out and do shows and perform and network with my physical CD, put up posters and stuff like that in hand, because I'm in a city where you need that presence, because online is not going to, online only won't cut it in Atlanta, Georgia. This is a major market. This is the market in the country, frankly, for music. So, yes, you got to have the double whammy living here to stand out. You got to be out here in these streets. You got to have a movement. Shout out to everybody in my conglomerate, my team Shreds fam, that goes out with me and make us and make the numbers big when we go do shows, and sometimes we be 20, 30 deep. You need that presence. They remember that more than they remember a link you sent them on Twitter. But when you out in the fucking country and no one who makes real decisions lives within a fucking 100-mile radius within a 5 or 6 hour drive of you, you fucking need online promo more than you need physical promo. Now, you're going to need some physical promo to lock down your hometown, but you won't need as much because you're in a fucking small town. It's basic sense, people. All right? So I'm going to get ready to go to the phone lines and open it up. Hopefully, some of my promo people that really follow my show can call in and we can debate which one is. It's not really up for debate. It's an opinion, but some people like to say, man, all that online shit is just cool, but you need that street, or, you know, fuck the online shit. Street shit going to get you there. You know, you got to be out here talking to the DJs and blah, blah, blah. If that was the case, there would be no such thing as Soulja Boy, who blew up a fucking MySpace, or Mike Jones, who blew up a fucking MySpace. So don't tell me an online promo can't get you a deal or major exposure. It's just simply not true. So that's the question. That's the debate. That's the battle. Like I said, the question is, which one should you put more money into? Which one gets you better results? You know what I'm saying? And a higher chance of going to the next level. Different situations, different strokes for different folks. You know what I mean? But that's what we're talking about tonight on the air on K1's Internet Radio. So first up, I'm going to go to the phone line, 856 up in Jersey. What's popping?
What's up, man? First of all, I want to say rest in peace to the legend pioneer Heavy D.
For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Also, I got to say rest in peace.
Go ahead.
Rest in peace to the boxing legend Joe Frazier.
Oh, yes. How could I forget that? Listen. I forgot. Because you know I'm a music guy, so I totally forgot. But Smoking Joe Frazier died, man. Yeah. Joe Frazier. You know who gave Ali, the one nigga who really gave Ali hell. Who really beat Ali ass, honestly. You feel me? You know what I mean? Yeah. To a legend, man. And he died, too. So rest in peace to that brother, too, man. How could I forget that? I was just took back by Heavy D today. But, yeah, Joe Frazier just died, you know, within this week, too, man. So, two legendary people, man. Two legendary African-American men gone. You feel me? One of them, I feel, way early. 44 years old is very young with Heavy D. And just to see him have so much energy at the BET Awards recently, and then he just checked out like that, was just crazy. You feel me? What do you got to say about the topic at hand? Online promo versus street promo, Blessed Child.
Well, online, man, like you said, man, niggas need to step the game up. Fuck that, oh, I'm street. I'm from the hood, man. I ain't know shit about computers, so somebody came in my life, taught me about the computers, man. And I feel like, internet, you can touch a lot of people through the internet, man. At the same time, you can meet a lot of people through the internet.
Yes, you can. What I do notice about a lot of artists and where they get it wrong is sometimes through no fault of their own, really, a lot of them don't promote on the internet because it's like it's getting away from that now. It's almost dead, but I still meet artists who like, man, fuck the internet shit, man. I'm out here in these streets, man. You feel me? And they feel like, which is true, if you out here in the streets and you shaking hands with DJs, that will get your record broke in the clubs and stuff like that quicker. Yes, indeed, true. That is. You could become a star if you get a hit single. And in order to really get the hit single, you got to go out here, especially in Atlanta, you got to like hit the strip club if you got a club song, if you make club music, which is my thing. I don't really make club music. So when people say, man, you need to hit the strip clubs, blah, 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 I don't even make strip club songs, homie, so that's not even where I need to be. I got one song on my whole album that can be played in a strip club, and that's real big. Everything else, I only got one record on my whole fucking album that really can be spinned in that club. Furthermore, depending on what kind of strip club. If you got kind of the white strip clubs upscale, then you can run my joint out of space because they dance off that kind of music in there. At the end of the day, I got two, maybe three songs that you can really run in a strip club. So it depends on the artist also that I want cats to understand. You feel me? You know what I mean? If you do hip-hop, you know what I mean? hip-hop, why are you going to the strip club? The strip club is not even where your music is broke. And somebody like the, somebody made an argument. I made an argument. People was telling me, you know what I mean? You gotta break it through the streets first, blah blah blah, and all that. I'm like, man, we've seen recently artists break who didn't break conventionally. We see artists all the time, like Lupe Fiasco. Never heard his song in a club ever. Kick Push ever. You never heard that in a song in a club. But Kick Push blew up on the radio waves. And the only song you've ever heard from Lupe Fiasco in the club is the new one he's got. Yeah, Girl, I Want You to Know. That record right there. That's the only record, you know what I'm saying, that you've ever heard from Lupe. He's already sold platinum. And that's what his album, three that album is on. He's already had two other albums. You feel me? So depending on what kind of artist you are will, I think, determine what route you need to go also. Now, let me ask you this as a consumer, blessed child. If you say right now, if I come up to you and I give you my CD right now, today, I'm in the streets now. You see me at the corner store, the liquor store, and I'm like, yo, I got a new mixtape. You know what I mean? You feel me? And I hand it to you, whatever. You feel me? If I give you that CD and the CD is cool or whatever, but I have like no website, no Twitter or nothing like that right there, you feel me? What would you think at that point right there? Like, you get the CD or whatever and you put it in your car and you jamming. But then you look at it, say you want to check this dude out on Twitter or follow him because you like the music, and he doesn't have that anywhere on the CD. What's the first thing that you think?
I'm thinking is, you don't got no Twitter, you don't got no Facebook. You got it. You barely going to have a fan base. It ain't about what I think. I'm thinking, at the time, I'm thinking money. I want to go to your Twitter page. I want to go to your Facebook page. And I want to see how many people jamming to it.
Right, you want to see how many fans. That's the thing. That's the thing about Facebook pages and Twitter. Like Twitter, just because you got a lot of Twitterers don't mean that many people really listen to your music. That's a falsehood. But Facebook likes, I think Facebook likes is more of a tell of how many people really be checking for you at the end of the day. Now, I don't have a lot of Facebook likes. I feel like a lot more people listen to my music than what my Facebook like page says. You feel me? I really know for a fact that happens. But still, you know, you can look at my Facebook page and say, well, he's got at least a couple of hundred people who took the time out, and I've never heard this dude on TV or radio ever, and he's got at least 500-something people who have said, I like this artist, period, point blank. He took the time out to do that. And if you ever seen 500 people in the room, that's hard to make 500 people, even though it's simple, it's a link. It doesn't matter. People still, you still have to make some people go. They still have to take the time out and say, yes, I know this person, and I like his music enough to do that. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think both of them good. If you're a street dude, if you reaching the street, you don't reach the street. If you're on the internet, if you're not computer literate, find somebody that is computer literate. Feel me? So now you not only you trusting the street, you trusting everybody else. At the end of the day, it ain't about how tough you is, I'm hood, I'm going, nah, it's about themselves.
Exactly.
So you're not in the game. Say, alright, I'm just going to fuck with the streets. Nah, you're in the game to touch everybody, anybody you can touch. So basically both of them, good networking, but I think online is better. Because you can touch different people in different states through the computer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the number one thing. Yeah, it's definitely, that's my next point. It's definitely cheaper. 718-404 is next. 718 next and 404 is next in that line on the phone lines. Well, they hit the number one. Oh, by the way, I see some new numbers, some new area codes. If you want to talk to me, if you want to talk about what we're talking about, make sure you press the number one on your keypad. You feel me? If not, I'll just think you're just listening. And I may come to your phone lines or I may not. Now, back to the caller. Like you said, the two advantages that no matter what you do or say, you cannot deny that, A, online promo is cheaper, and B, it reaches more people. Period, point blank. You know what I mean? Unless you got enough money to put posters up in every a flyer up in every motherfucking street hood in America, or even in your goddamn state. Fuck it, your city, if it's big enough, which you don't. Now, if you're an indie, if you had that kind of money, you'd be a star, because you could just pay all of your way to being a star. You know what I'm saying? So why would you just not? If you had that kind of money, you'd do that. You feel me? So it's way cheaper and it's way more powerful. It reaches more people. I think just on a common sense level, that's why I say online promoting is better than street promoting. It's better, but neither one can be canceled out. You're still going to need both of them. I'm just saying, if somebody gives you 10 grand or if you got 10 grand, A, the first thing you should do as an artist is press up your, get your material, record good quality hot shit to make it sound good. Press, take, spend some money making the shit presentable so, you know, it doesn't, you ain't giving nobody no fucking CDs and no motherfucking paper and shit. You know what I'm saying? With Sharpie written on the motherfucking shit. Give them some, even if it's a mixtape, make it look good. Invest in a real graphic designer. Have a real fucking photo shoot. Not just use some shit so your partner took with the camera phone and then you just Photoshop a bullshit background. Concept it out. Spend that money first and then spend about 70-30 in online promo as opposed to street promo. And when it comes to street promo, that's all strategic where you put it. You know what I mean? Who sees it? You feel me? You know what I mean?
And street promo is, I'm from Jersey. Like, I can come to that and a motherfucker don't even know about me. That's why the internet is good. I can promote my shit in Jersey to Atlanta because that day I come, everybody might don't follow it, but you're going to have some people that follow. I heard them. He's legit. It's good for street promotion too.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? So, like I said, man, this is one of my shows where I kind of just trying to help my fellow artists out. You feel me? Just based on my experiences. You know what I'm saying? I know people are like, nigga, you ain't a star. I know I'm not a nigga, but that don't necessarily mean I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm also not an ass kisser, which has hurt me too. Yeah. Real nigga.
Everybody is a star, man. You right. in this game, and you dedicated. You were awesome. You a star.
Right. And so I'm just trying to help cats out with this particular episode, man. You feel me? So, but look, let's shout. Yeah, real. I that's what I do. You feel me? I show more love to cats. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. I just got an affinity in my heart because I'm a real serious artist. And I remember when I first started, I love talking to cats who just starting out. Like I met last night at that open mic. Cats who just starting out, I love to give it to them raw like this. And I hope maybe that's some of them calling in these new numbers. I'd like to give it to them raw like this because no one gave it to me raw like this when I was coming up. It was like some people would, you know, some people like hold information because they don't want to show you all the tricks of the game or whatever because, you know, you may supersede them and they can't get no money or something. But I'm not like that. I pretty much tell you based on my experiences and stuff what has worked, what hasn't worked, how I've seen, and other artists that I know who did see success. I've made the exact same steps as some artists, but they just happen to know one person that I didn't, and they became megastars. You feel me?
That's going to make you stand out. But people think, all right, I help him out, he might come. Nah, you might help somebody out. You might help somebody out, show somebody love. They might make it before you. They might put you in the door. You never know. That's why it's good to look out other people.
Right. Yeah, so hopefully, you know what I'm saying, I'm really giving these guys some games. All right, stand by. We're going to go to these next two callers, all right?
No doubt.
All right, from the 718 first and then from the 404 next. 404-592 is next. 718, well, I got 2718. 718-878. You're on the air with K100.
Yo, what's good? Blizzard's Blaze Glams, homie.
What's happening, homie? Yes. The homie Blaze Glams, who is an artist. I'm glad my artists are checking in. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm glad the artists are calling in talking about this, man, because this really is an important decision that you're going to have to make because I'm pretty sure if you're like me, you're an independent artist. You only got a certain amount of money. You know what I mean? To put into this music shit because you still got to live out here. You know what I'm saying? So, exactly. Let me ask you. I know you in New York, right?
Yeah, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Back and forth. Yeah.
Back and forth. Okay. And I know the game up there is a little different. It is different from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? But then again, New York is some rules and some things that are the same in a big city. Like I said, depending on where you're listening from, if you're listening right now from Macon, some of the things I'm telling you may or may not apply as opposed to if you're living in Atlanta. Now, if you want to break into the Atlanta market, then you got to take these things into consideration. Just like I would take certain things into consideration if I'm trying to come down to your city. You feel what I'm saying? You know, it's one of the smaller cities. You know what I mean? So, first of all, let me ask you the question. Which one do you think you should put more money in? Online promotion or street promotion?
You know, in my personal opinion, I think they both is just as important. you know, I think they both is very important.
Uh-huh. But if you had a budget, which one would you put more money into, or would you just split it down the middle?
I think I would split it down the middle.
How would you only finish your money? What would you do with the street money? Tell me what you would do. Tell me what right now. I'm an investor. I want to invest in the Blaze Bland movement. Here's 10 racks, homie. What are you going to do? After you've paid to get your product done correctly, first and foremost, like I said already, I'm giving you 10 grand. It's time for promoting and marketing. What are you going to do in the streets? Tell me what you're going to spend.
Okay, well, I'm going to make sure my photos is correct, my album covers, you know what I mean? Make sure the CD is sounding good, you know, good quality. Reason I say I would probably split it down the middle because, like, up here, like you said, it might be a little bit different than how we would grind, a little bit different how you guys in the South grind, because there's so many people out. And I mean, we can hit this, like, I'm just going to speak for myself. Me, personally, I can hit the street with a hard copy, and I know, you know, through the grind, I always sell, like, 7 to 8,000 or better. Like, I'm on my fourth CD, so, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I always do pretty good in the streets. You know what I mean? Not for nothing. I just recently started getting on the internet and promoting heavy that way, too. You know what I mean? My management's put me onto that, you know, start telling me what to do or whatever and how to get the online crowd. Because the online, you're going to reach people that you wouldn't be able to reach in your hood or whatever.
Which one is more important to you? Which one are you more concerned with meeting? Are you more concerned with your locale or branching out? Which one? That's
oh,
no,
nah, branching out. Of course, of course you want to branch out. You know what I mean? You want to be heard in other, not just in your town or your state or whatever. So the internet is very important.
All right. So you said you're moving. Are you hand-to-hand combat with it? Are you out of the trunk or are you putting them in stores?
I got them in stores. I got, like, we got a street scene. We be all in. We hit the boroughs up. You know what I mean? We in Jersey. We in all North Jersey, Jersey City, North Patterson. I mean, Trenton, all over. You know what I mean? As far as with the street team or whatever.
All right. So now, if you had money, because it doesn't cost you anything, but what it costs for you for internet service to make a Twitter and to be on Twitter. But if you've got some money now, what are you gonna pay for online? This is where a lot of artists fuck up. You know what I'm saying? This is where you got. If you did have money, it's like, people don't understand that there are certain things online that you pay for specifically. You feel what I'm saying? What would you pay for right now? Your management has just put you onto the online game, so you may not know. But if I did just give you a couple of racks right now, where would you go right now? Who would you be trying to contact with some money online? What would you be trying to do?
Well, I would try to build a store. That way, I could push my work out of that store, or whatever.
Online?
Yeah.
I'm not.
I would build a
website
and sell my CD off of the site.
You would build a website and sell the CD off of the site. That's cool. I can understand just building your own custom website. People like those. You feel me? People like those. But you only got a certain amount of money. So let's think about this thing. You feel me? Why not actually get some of these companies, and there are some reputable companies, who actually specialize in gravitating fans to your social sites. That's the first thing that I would do personally. You feel what I'm saying? I would pay someone to make my fucking Facebook page go from 500 and something likes to 5,000 fast. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's why I agree with you.
Real fans. Because see, the thing about let me make a real good point right here. You see, the thing about the social network and stuff, they don't pay you money. You don't get paid off of them. What you get is buzz. Buzz is everything. Your buzz is what turns into money. You feel me? Your buzz is what turns into paid shows. You feel what I'm saying? So what I would do online is I would try to get one of these people, and they got some companies that are really good at it, who have a massive catalog of people who really look for new music, and that's what they want. They want to hear the new people. They want to hear the new hot artists or whatever, and they will actually listen to your shit and maybe download one of your singles, and if they like it, maybe hit your iTunes up or whatever. You know what I mean? Of course, I highly recommend anybody get on iTunes. Even if you have your own website or whatever, you still need to be on the other sites like iTunes. The major people who, that's just where people shop at. Even if they see your music on your website, they don't even want to fuck with your website because they don't want to order nothing. They are digital heads. All they do is rock their iPod anyway. So they fuck with iTunes, and that's it. That's just where they get their music. So even if you got the illest website ever, it'd be retarded for you not to be on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? With your shit, if you can get it on there, right? You know?
Exactly.
You feel me? So that's something right there, you know what I mean, that I feel that a lot of artists really need to keep in mind. Even if you got another way, even if you got these other places in your own website, you still need to make it easy. Because, see, what people have to understand is, I'm going to get back to my point, but what artists have to understand is, some people get into their comfort zone of shit they fuck with. We all do it. If we all fuck with this particular brand of something, that's what we fuck with. And we don't like to change. We really don't. That's why when Facebook changes shit, you hear motherfuckers like, ah, fuck, why is Facebook changing shit? We're changing some shit. Stop changing shit. I liked it how it was. That's why I'm here. You feel me? So
yeah.
That translates to people who are iTunes junkies. Or iTunes junkies. Don't try to sell the music from your site. Sell them your music on iTunes. That's what they fuck with. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm telling you on that.
Right. So, like I said, that's one thing that a lot of artists need to understand. Even if you do have the money to build the illest website ever, still make them, when it comes down and when they have buy from the, if you got on your site, you got a button that says buy from the store, right up under it, you says or buy from iTunes, or buy from CD Baby, or buy from Amazon, or buy from Pandora, or whatever. Wherever they like to get their shit from, make it easy for them. Don't make them start fucking with your shit just because you want to sell it and get your numbers up. You want them to get the get the fucking buzz up. So that's one thing that I want artists to understand. And now back to your point, when you were like, back to the point I was trying to make at first about building up your buzz. Your buzz is everything on the internet. You feel me? Your buzz, you can have a large internet buzz and start getting paid shows. You feel what I'm saying? I know artists who do it. They got like crazy internet numbers. So now they like, shit, man, we got 25,000 likes on Facebook. Shit, you know, we got to get a stat. Period. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they're using their social network sites and their internet sites as reasons why you should pay me. You feel what I'm saying? Even though they street buzz may not be high, but they're like, my internet buzz is crazy in your city. I got mad fans that always download my music in your city. So why are you going to pay me if you're going to book me? And booking agents actually use those numbers to secure paid shows and paid gigs for artists. So that's what I'm trying to tell cats. You know what I mean? Your online presence, when it comes to your buzz, it can bring you money. You know what I mean? It really can bring you money. Now, another question. What do you prefer to use as far as marketing yourself online? What sites and how do you go about doing it with your online promo?
Well, I'm on just about every website you could name. I'm on Reverb Nation, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, This Is 50. Oh, like, you name it, I'm on it.
Uh-huh. I don't know about the site. I don't know how. I'm trying to really figure out how effective. See, the sites like This Is 50 and all those sites that are. I'm not on a whole bunch of sites like This Is 50. And I'm trying to think of a category to put them in where they're not conglomerates like you know, Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I know a lot of hip-hop heads or specific targeted people fuck with their shit from there. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people swear by Worldstar. Now, I just seen a write-up about Worldstar recently. You know what I mean? Worldstar has stupid, crazy traffic or whatever. But a lot of people put their shit on Worldstar and worry about paying all their money to get on Worldstar just to stay on Worldstar. But it's not like people really are just going on there looking at music videos like that. They look at the star videos like that, but not necessarily the up-and-coming people videos like that. And it's like, why spend that money? You could just promote your own YouTube page. You could take $500 and pay an online promoter to drive traffic to your YouTube page and get more fans, probably, than what you cost to pay to get on Worldstar. People go to Worldstar to see the crazy shit, niggas getting knocked the fuck out. You feel me? And then they pay to see the motherfucker at the top banner, the stars, the new video from the stars. Every now and again, they may go through and look at the independent artist video. They may. But you'll be much more, I think that you'd be much more better off spending that money getting promoters, target promoters, what they call target promoters, to get people to drive traffic to your YouTube page. And YouTube hits can get you a fucking deal at this point. You know what I'm saying? If you got,
yeah,
got a million, a song that's got a million downloads on YouTube, I bet you them fucking labels gonna contact your people. Trust me. And I'm telling you what I know. If you can somehow get a million unique views, and they know how to tell if you use the bot to make their numbers, or if you actually have a million fucking people who downloaded your shit and you're not even on the radio, they say, if he can make a million motherfuckers download this shit and he ain't on the radio or TV, hell, we can make him do 10 million. You know what I'm saying? And get that revenue money. So that's how they're thinking. That's how the labels are thinking at the end of the day. So with you basically, your answer is online promo is just as important as street game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you pay DJs to play your records? Just curious.
I have paid DJs to play my songs, but, and I also been in situations where I have paid a DJ to play my song, and then that got him to listen to more of the material that I had, and then he just started playing it just on GP.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now when that happens, that works. But depends on that. It's going to depend on that DJ. It's going to depend on your relationship with that DJ, your song, and a whole bunch of things. Because sometimes you pay a guy $1,500 to run your shit or whatever, and he runs it at one time, and no one knows who it is, and he doesn't put it into a set. He doesn't actually break the record. He just runs it that one time because you're there, and never plays it again when you're not there. So basically, every weekend, and get this nigga another $50 every motherfucking week. Now, if you do that in two or three different clubs, like Atlanta, where there's a fucking club every four blocks in this bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You buy some serious money. You know what I mean? Unless cats want to show love. You feel me? You know what I mean? So I always ask people, you know, about. I'm going to do a whole show about the DJ-artist relationship, how strained it has become at this particular junction. You feel me? I feel like the relationship between the artist and the DJ is strained. I had the legendary Southern DJ, DJ Chuck T, on my show from Carolina, the Carolina King, on my show a couple of weeks back, actually about 2 months back. It was right around the time that Street Talk had her Atlanta record pool. He was on the show the next day. And me and him had a, I tell artists all the time, man, hey, man, you better go listen to that fucking interview I did with Chuck T. Before you start paying cats money to spend your shit, I just recommend you do it in the South. I don't know how it works up North, though. You feel me? But look, stand by, man. Stand by, though, because I got my interview coming up, and I also got another person that's been waiting on the line. So let me go to them, all right? But stand by, okay?
All right, Blizzard.
Don't hang up. All right. 444-592, what's popping? Who's this?
What's popping? It's Dub from VA. Dub like a 20 from VA, like the thing was happening, Blizzard.
What's happening, homie?
Hey, you know, I'm out here cooling it. I'm on the grind. I had to make sure I stopped and show y'all some love, man.
I mean, I appreciate it, man. You feel me? And I'm glad that all my artists are checking in, man, because I'm telling you, man, these are the shows that I be just doing for y'all, really, for the most part. Like,
right.
I never have high numbers from these shows. This is not benefiting K100 Radio by doing a show like this. If I'm talking about pussy, you know, I get way more popular than mine. If I'm just only straight playing music or doing an ill or kill while I'm playing music, I get more people. I get these kind of shows right here. My numbers are not going to be high for this show, but I don't care at the end of the day. I care, but then I don't care because it's also part of the movement of what K100 Radio, you know.
Yeah, really. it's all part of the game. That's it. You know what I'm saying? It's all part of the struggle.
Exactly. So, like I said, I want to ask you some questions, you feel me, about how you feel about online promo versus 850. You on deck. The 850 number who just hit the number one, you on deck. There's a couple 850s on here already, but the one who just hit 850, 376, you coming up next. But I want to ask you, first of all, just which one do you feel is more important, is more worth it? Online promo or, you know, street promo? Which one do you think is...
Well, you know what I'm saying? I got an interesting answer for that, because, like, just like everybody, I believe both of them have their parts, but I really believe the street part is more important than the website. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, go ahead.
Because nine times out of ten, somebody could like your music, but when it comes to announcing it on their page and clicking like and all of that that goes into that, you know what I'm saying, the 10 steps that's involved in an internet site, they're not going to do that. Even though they could be your best friend, but some people just, they don't want you on their page. It's no disrespect to you. But if I go to a club, you know what I'm saying, I'm sparking a blunt. I just so be happen to be talking to somebody who knows somebody. That relationship is already better than the random person who doesn't know you. Like, I go to clubs all the time. I like talking to people. Even if I can't get nothing out of it, it just makes more sense to me. Because, you know what I'm saying, you talking about whatever, you find your common interest, you exchange information, and they'll remember you five times longer than somebody who just came across your song. Now, I haven't really, you know what I'm saying, taken that extra step to, you know what I'm saying, pay for views and pay for likes, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm starting out relying on the streets first.
Yeah, you're not paying for likes. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I want to make myself perfectly clear. People call it paying for views or paying for likes, but there's a difference. There are actual online promotion companies. They're not just paying, and then you pay them some money, and they just go through and just. They're actually getting people who like independent artists' music of your. You know what I'm saying? They like listening to music. If your shit is, and they're actually driving them to your page. They're saying, hey, I know in this sea of motherfuckers who are doing music, listen, we have a database of a couple of 100,000 people, and we know these people over here like rock. These people over here like gospel, whatever. They are targeted online companies that I know of that they just charge a lot of money because their service is invaluable, and they drive real traffic to your page, which means these people are going to sit down and actually watch your video. You feel what I'm saying? They're not going to watch 30 seconds. They're going to watch the whole video. They make like it or
and
not.
That's why I said, you know, I'm never going to outweigh the whole NIP process. But just to me, you know what I'm saying? Every part has its part. You know what I'm saying? It's key at certain points. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like both parts of it, but for some reason, I don't know. My experience is like I know somebody will look me up 10 times faster if they gave me that. We shook hands, or you know what I'm saying, they see me here, they see me there, they see me live, so they know I'm real about it. I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, to me, I heard you asking all the callers which one they like. I like the street part better. That's just me. I got the internet, you know what I'm saying,
right?
And I know the right avenues to go to, and I'm learning more about the internet every day. But man, it's invaluable, man.
What do you spend your money on in the streets? When you're going out to promote, now I ain't talking about the blunt you smoked in the club. What do you
spend? I'm talking about the business cards that I pass out, and the CDs with my image and the flyers. That's what I spend my money on. And I can do that at my own pace. And I know that, you know what I'm saying, the whole reason that I'm going to give out this flyer to you, though, Blizzum, is because me and Blizzum talking. You know what I'm saying? I just gave him a cigarette, or I just smoked a J with him. You know what I'm saying? We talking. And I'm confident that, you know what I'm saying, the money that I invested and put down on this, he going to go home and play it, and he might look me up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe it's like a respect thing, you know what I'm saying, that I'm looking for. But I will never turn my back on the whole internet promotion and all that, because I know that's what it is right now.
Right.
But let me ask you this. Do all these sites, when they do all that, do you know who you connect them with? Like, you know what I'm saying? If they can drive, you know what I'm saying?
That's the thing about it. What you have to understand, Dub, is at some point you have to think bigger. Once you want to be so big that you don't know all your fans. See what I mean? You want to be so big that you've never met 90% of your fans. You want to be that big that you got 90% of your fans, you ain't even met them. You don't know who they are. Period. All you know, maybe you may know their Facebook or their Twitter at mention, whatever, if they talk to you on Twitter. You ain't never met them personally. You want to be that big. That's what stars are. Stars, they ain't never smoked the blunt with none of their motherfucking 1% of their fans. You know what I mean? A Jay-Z fan, a Jay-Z artist who really likes his music, who heard his music. They ain't never met Jay-Z. They never smoked the blunt with him in his life, but they his fans. You feel what I'm saying?
You're right about that. I mean, that's why that's the next move for me, honestly.
Right. Like I said.
It's getting cold. It's time to hit that damn computer.
But I'm not saying abandon the streets. What I'm saying is, let's say you let's say you bought you a motherfucking a loud pack. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You got a loud pack.
Yeah.
It's gonna cost you. You know what I'm saying? How much a loud pack cost you up there? Having what you got. You know what I'm saying? And you in the club and you smoking a loud pack or whatever. You know how many loud packs you gonna have to smoke? You know what I'm saying? To go up and personally say what's up, homie, and let this nigga hit the weed or whatever, and then politic, all that shit take time, as opposed to you could just get on someone's Facebook page or Twitter and say some slick shit, and they just be like, ha, I like this guy, whatever, and build that rapport for free. It didn't cost you nothing. You know what I mean? And then, and like, slip in, you know, a couple of mentions, a post later, yo, I fuck with the music shit, check me out. And you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll definitely feel you on that.
So that's what I'm trying to say when I'm pitting them against each other. I'm not trying to say one is not needed and the other one is not. You gotta have them both nowadays, period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just trying to just get cats to see, you know, which one are you gravitating towards. All right, one more question. I'm gonna go to the 850s, and I gotta get my caller on the line. You feel me? So, last question is, which one of these do you think right now, if you had money and you could invest into it with a budget of say $5,000-$10,000? Would you just dump and think which one you think will have a better chance of making you become a star? The street game?
Right now, you ask me what I would do with the 10 or which one would have the biggest impact with the 10.
If somebody gave you $10,000 right now, homie, what would you do with it in the street? Besides pressing it up, after you pressed it up, what you gonna do? Where are you gonna take that money and pay? After you got CDs on deck and flyers on deck. You done paid to get them done, but now where you finna take that $10,000 and go with it?
Oh, that $10,000 is gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Them same sites that like Reverb Nation. Like I heard what you were saying about Reverb Nation. I'm a big Reverb Nation head. That's the one I put all my faith in, Reverb Nation right now. But I would just really pretty much just focus on getting to the damn areas and places where all these, you know what I'm saying, fans are that listen to this music. But you know what I'm saying? I would put in probably about 70-75% on internet promotion. And let you know what I'm saying, the hand-to-hand handle the rest. Like, I'm talking about going to, like, the A3C Festival when I was in Atlanta at the Masquerade, or going
right.
to South by Southwest, or going
right.
out to Oregon or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's plane tickets.
Right.
Basically, what a label would do for you, I would really try to do that shit my damn self. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. That's the answer. But see, some people say, man, I go out here, you know, some niggas will take that same money and they'll go buy a whole bunch of motherfucking t-shirts and shit. You can go, you can get, if you got 30 niggas that's gonna follow you everywhere, you can go buy a whole bunch of motherfucking t-shirts and shit and just mob each club for club in a city like Atlanta and just go out
yeah.
and perform everywhere all the time and still lock the city down. There's so many different ways, man, that you could do it at the end
yeah.
of the day. You know what yeah. I'm saying? I'm just trying to get cats to understand that when I'm pitting them against each other, because if I had $10,000, I may split it down the middle or lean a little bit more towards the online promo, but I'm that kind of artist at the end of the day. I'm that kind
yeah.
of artist. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, all let me right. tell you this, though, before you kick me off, though.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from VA, like, you know what I'm saying? I was born in Jersey, but I'm from VA, but, you know what I'm saying? It always depends on what the open mic and the performance scene is like. So, like, where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be as big. It depends on certain nights, but it ain't gonna be as big as it is down here. You know what
right.
I'm saying? There's not as many people that want to be aspiring artists, you know what I'm saying, in Virginia and D.C. and Maryland as it is in Atlanta. So y'all showcases and all that, to me, them jumps crank. So maybe that's the reason why I'm more on the street side now. But if I was just at home chilling, you know what I'm saying, I'd be leaning more towards online.
All right. It does matter where you at. Where you at actually matters more. All right? Stand by, all right?
Yeah.
All right. 850-376, who's this?
What's up? It's your boy, Wes Craig, man. What's going on, Blizzard?
Well, homie, what's poppin', man?
Yeah. You know, man, how to call in, man. You know how to get my little 2 cents in, right?
Right. Well, see, and the homie, Wes Craig, he's on his grind right now. You feel me? He's on his street grind heavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like with me, I see people grind, and I can, even before we even start this conversation, I know for a fact that your street grind is heavier than your online grind. That's because I know you and I'm watching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just period, point blank, before we even go any further, I already know which one you're putting your stock into. You feel what I'm saying? I see my,
for real.
I see my special guests is on the line also, so we're going to get ready to go to my interview in a second. So let me go ahead and ask you these questions. Like I said, shout out to the homie Wes Craig. We got Tavoria coming up in a second, and we're going to run her song, her new single, I'm Hot, and we're going to give her an interview right here live on K1's Internet Radio. So y'all stand by, because, yo, the song, yo, she can blow, man. She be doing a thing. I've been seeing her all over the city. You know Tavoria? You met her yet, Wes Craig?
No, I ain't met her yet.
All right, well, I'm pretty sure y'all would run into each other, because you be all up at the... You be everywhere, too. She be everywhere. You be everywhere. You know what I mean? You be at the street talk, and she be there, and over the top, Lady Shaq's joint, and you be there. So eventually,
yeah.
You guys, I'm pretty sure y'all probably heard each other's song and just haven't met yet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure you guys are running to each other. So we got her on deck, and we're going to get ready to go to her line in a second, and then we're going to go to her song. So, like I said, but let's go ahead and get into it now. Online promo versus street promo. Of course, which one do you feel like is more important?
Well, sure. I think they, you know, they vouch for each other. You know what I mean? Like, if your online promo is saying you're doing this, you know what I mean? They want to see you in the streets, too. If you're in the streets and you ain't got nothing, I mean, they could have kind of co-signed for themselves. Man, I only can speak for myself, because I did both, you know what I'm saying, the online and the street. I'm doing the street shit right now. That's why I'm in the A-heavy, you know what I mean? Every strip club, every club, every open mic. You know, I got my niggas with me. Sometimes they ain't. So, if you ask me, man, I put my shit into the street shit right now, man, because that's what I'm about, man. So,
I mean, which one is going to do the most attention? The street movement. You also have a powerful tool, being as though you associated with street talk them right now with P Brown and them.
Boy, and I got that from, because I was doing the online shit. And that's how I found them. You know what I'm saying? So the online.
That your online promo got you that plug, and that's why now you everywhere, because they be everywhere. Basically.
Exactly. So, you know, and you need both of them. You need both of them, because I was just doing online, because, you know, I'm from Fort Walton Beach, a small town.
Right.
You know what I mean? Ain't no real music scene. So what I was doing, I started doing my own shows. I started booking artists myself to bring them down there, because ain't nobody really knew I rap, because I didn't want to do no Facebook. I didn't want to do no Twitter. I'm in the streets. What I need to be telling everybody where I'm at in the streets, if I'm in the streets, while I'm on Facebook telling everybody I'm here, this and that, you know what I'm saying? Because I was totally against the Facebook.
Right.
You know, or Twitter. And
right.
I was like, if I really want to do this rap shit, you know what I mean, I got to do this. Because how else am I going to get the music to the people? I can't go hand in hand to every city, because I had that mentality. I was in Miami, Orlando, everywhere with the hand in hands. And I'm like, man, they probably ain't even listening to this, because 1,000 other cats is out here with the hand in hands. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I don't know, man. You need both, man. Like, and you just got to put the money in the right hands to help the street grind. You know what I'm saying? Without street talk, you know, promo and stuff like that, you probably wouldn't have seen Wes Craig. You know what I mean?
Right. Because you from my area, and I didn't hear about you until I heard about you through them. And you from the 850.
Exactly.
And I'm, even though I live in Atlanta now, I stay up on what's popping at the 850, whether it be Tallahassee, Fort Walton, Panama City, Pensacola. I fuck with the 850. That's my area. I'm more popular in Panama City than I am in fucking Atlanta, with per capita. A lot of people know me in Atlanta now, and actually more people know me now because of K100 Radio rather than me being an artist. You know what I'm saying? Some people be like, on my show, they be listening to the show, and then I play a song on me. They're like, nigga, I didn't even know you was that nice. I didn't know you could rap like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All they know about is K100 Radio. That's how they met me. You feel what I'm saying? So, I don't know. But Wes Craig, you know, I feel what you're saying. Like you said, it took your online grind to get your street grind popping. That's what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. You feel me?
Yep.
Okay. And you guys,
I wouldn't have met nobody, because, like I said, like, I was doing all the shows down there, and I was only networking with the people that was around. That's how I met Stan, you know, Stan Jones, and then we did the magazine, and then I was like, man, I'm tired of this local shit. I didn't reach the capacity of my local, you know what I'm saying? And that's when we started, like, yo, we need to go on the road, you know what I mean? And even just going on the road in the street shit, you still got to have direction with it, because we ain't had no direction. We were just everywhere partying, trying to make the scene, you know, get our music played, and then I was the end of it. It didn't have no direction, and we ain't had no goal with it.
Right.
Now that I'm messing with street talk, you know, P. Brown, shout out to P. Brown, Bad Boy, Bully Street, you know, Blizz and all y'all. You know what I mean? I got direction. I got a goal. We're trying to accomplish something instead of just going to the club, popping bottles, you know, making a scene, making everybody notice us or whatever. You know what I mean?
Exactly. and that's what it's all about. I'm so glad my line. I'm so glad I got people online, but I'm really glad these other artists are kind of giving y'all their own personal experiences. Because it's one thing for me to sit back on the radio, of course, on online radio, and people thinking I'm biased because I'm doing online radio, and I got a real heavy online presence as an artist, as opposed to more so than the streets. It's full of, not in the streets of the 850 of Panama City, my town where I'm from, way more street. Everybody knows me in the streets there, but not as many people know me in the streets of Atlanta. But Atlanta's a huge market. You feel me?
Yep.
And like I said, it takes way more money to tackle. You know what I mean? But I'm, like I said, I'm meeting people like you and other people, and even my next artist, because I met the next artist, my artist interview that I'm going to go to right now. I met them on a street grind, but it wasn't a music street grind. It was the K100 street grind. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You feel me? It is what it is, man. I don't know. I'm just posing the question. You feel me?
You'll be a fool not to go every avenue you can take. You should take it.
Yeah,
because it's like all the avenues that you can take, it's obviously trying to get you to one goal, so why not do it all?
Yeah. I understand totally, all right? Well, look, hopefully you can stay on the line so we can listen to this interview real quick. I'm telling you right now, you're going to run into Tavoria. You know what I'm saying? Right. Probably within the next week or so. You know what I'm saying? I know that, because I know where y'all, I see all of y'all in the same places. So y'all are going to run into each other, and that's going to happen. And then you're going to be like, I heard him on K100 first. And I'm going to be like, yeah, nigga.
So.
All right, stand by.
All right.
So now, let me go ahead, you know what I mean, and go ahead and open up the phone lines. You feel me? Let's see here. Tavoria, you on the line, baby?
On the line.
What's happening? Thank you for calling the show. You did. I appreciate it. Glad to have you on K100 Internet Radio. You understand? So what's popping with you, man? Talk to the people. Tell them who you are, what you about, and where you from.
I am Tavaria.com. It's entertainment, Brick Squad Monopoly's own R&B female artist. Feel the music, representing 305 right here, only down in the ATL.
Uh-huh. Representing the 305, which is what? Dade County, nigga.
Dade County's on the number one.
Uh-huh. See, Florida be deep, man. Florida be deep. You know what I mean? You didn't even know I was a Florida boy, did you?
I know you
was
from Panama.
Yeah, I'm from Panama City, man. 850 till I die. That shit scarred on my arm. Uh-huh. Anyway, tell us about one more time, who you with? You with Brick Squad, right? Who's that the main affiliation with that?
The affiliate. You mean how I got with them?
Yeah, how'd you get with Brick Squad?
Kibo actually. Kibo Gotti was the connect on that situation actually.
Oh, the homie Kibo Gotti. So, okay, this is I have to ask you this particular question. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. This is radio, and this is what I do. So, where do you stand on the situation with Kibo and Brick Squad? Are you just like out of it, or
I stand as Tavaria.com, Feel the Music, Ms. Entertainment. Me and Kibo are friends. You know what I mean? I have nothing to do with what they're going through. You know?
All right, but you're still with the label, still signed to the label Brick Squad, right?
Exactly. I'm signed to Ms. Entertainment as management.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, I hope all that just kind of just goes away, man. Because I know Kibo, you know what I'm saying? Me and Kibo go way back, actually. You know what I'm saying? I got a song with Kibo back when I was with the group of affiliated hustlers, and Kibo used to come up to our studio all the time over there on Old National. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
That was way before he had, you know, went up the road and everything. So I know him from, since I've been in Atlanta, I've been on the south side of Atlanta. This is the only side of town I done stayed on. So, you know, all these south side niggas, I've been fucking with them when I got here. You know what I'm saying? So the homie.
Right.
The homies good people, so I hope it all just blow over. You feel me? At the end of the day.
I mean, that's some personal stuff that, you know, it's just like two brothers fighting. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I try to tell people, man. Y'all, people, you know how the media and motherfuckers in the street be talking. I'm like, man, you don't even know them people as folks, like, for real, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't even know, you know, and people just be talking. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Kibo, man. He a good dude, and you know what I'm saying? I think Kibo was actually slept on a lot as a rapper, man. Kibo had some bars on these niggas. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, the artist, I think he slept on. So, I was supposed to be getting him on the show, too, so hopefully we can make that happen. But back to you. I like the song. You feel me? I see your grind. So, everybody on the phone line, you understand, this female, he'll be grinding. And you said something that was profound to me last night. This is the first time that I met her. Actually, just met her last night, and I said, I got to get you on the show. And she said, cool, she came through. But you said something about females selling a body in their art.
Right.
How do you feel about that? What beef do you have? Because that means you don't like Nicki Minaj, basically.
Oh, that's not true. I like her. I'm a fan of all women in the industry. That's not true. I feel like this. You know, we work very hard as women to get to where we got to go. And, you know, at the end of the day, whatever you decide to do in life as a woman to get to the top, whatever take you there, just be good at it. You know what I mean? I mean, I have friends that are porn stars, so I don't knock a woman for selling their body. I just, you know, the young lady was young last night, and nobody even paid attention to what she was saying because they was looking at her ass. So, you know, and she ain't got no clothes on. But I just wanted her to know that, you know, you don't have to do to get attention, because whatever makes you hot, just love being you. You're already beautiful, so you ain't got to do all the extra stuff.
So do you think sex sells? As a female artist, should you sell sex? Because there's so many people that says, like, you got the groundbreaking artists who they can sing or whatever, but when you got consumers out here, they're basically looking at them like they're sexy. That's what they're selling. Their songs are sexy. They're selling sex.
I mean, of course sex sells. I mean, have you not? I got records like Daddy Longstroke, Good Love. You know what I mean? Huh? Sex does sell, but sex to me only sells for so long. I mean, they be on me all the time about, Tavari, you got to be extra sexy this and sexy that. And if Dale was on the phone, she'd probably be snapping on me right now. You know what I'm saying? About some sexy shit. But for me, I just want to be me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well,
like, I can't be anybody but me. And if, like, Nicki Minaj, you know, she stuck to her role, her script, and she acted it all the way out to the top. I ain't that good of an actor, so I ain't finna tell you, you know, I ain't finna dress like I'm no porn star or nothing like that. Just to sell over, I feel like good music should outweigh it all.
All right. I can highly respect that right there. And you do have good music. And with that being said, you dig, we're going to go ahead and go into Javaria's song, I'm Hot, and then we're going to come back and finish up this interview with her. You feel me? So will you please introduce the song, who produced it, and what's popping with it?
What is your girl, Tavari.com, holding it down live right here from my room to yours. My new single, I'm Hot, produced by Feel the Music Zone, Jayvon on the beat, Break Squad, Monopoly, Fifth, and Mazzy Entertainment right here. I'm Hot.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Jayvon, you ready?
This is an emergency.
How many chicks you know a pen and paper don't need a nigga for shit. Bitches hating on them like they're riding and taking the dick. Double flashing, sudden balling, yeah, we taking over the club. Looking like a supermodel, popping bottles, throwing it up.
Getting money, second paper, just go back to all my haters.
A female stunner, a female stunner,
a female stunner,
out to all my haters.
Live your life like a party. Live your life like a party. If you ain't worried about no money, live your life like a party. Live your life like a party. Live your life like a party. If you know that you're a stunner, live your life like a party. Make it rain on.
See, I'm hot, hot, and you're not.
Internet radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That was Tavaria with I'm Hot. Joint is blazing. Joint is banging around the ATL. You know what I'm saying? She's blowing it down. She's killing the performance. You know what I mean? We got her live on the air real quick. You know what I'm saying? Tavaria, I like that record. I'm fucking with it.
Thank you, baby. That's what's
it's up. It's hot. But as we always do on K1 Internet Radio, we like to ask our people what they think about it. Let me go up here. Let's see what they think about that in Jersey. Up in Jersey, 856. What you think about it?
I'm feeling it, man. I'm feeling it. She made a good point. She made a good point about females.
Right,
and
right.
Be yourself. I'm going to keep it personal. It's my male face. Most males will disagree with me. What those things that gonna show her body on the side? You know what I mean? Why would I want to sit back on?
I can't hear.
Yeah. I like.
She said.
I like Nicki Minaj. I like looking at Nicki Minaj and all that, but let's keep it real. If I ran into Nicki Minaj, it wouldn't be no. All right, I'm gonna wife you up like that. Now you selling your body out to other motherfuckers. So why would I want that as a man?
All right. So you agree with her standpoints on that right there? That's true. All right. Let's see, 44592. What's up, V Dub? What you think about that record? Dub.
Yeah, Dub from VA. Dub like a 20 from VA. Like that. I like that jump. And you know what? It's a small world. Cause I was just talking to my man from DigiWax, Top Mics. He was trying to get me to come to Apache. He was talking about you. So you doing whatever you need to do. Cause somebody was telling me about you before the night. Shit.
Yeah, that's what's up. I got a show in VA on the 19th. So shout out to VA.
Yeah, I like that track though. I like that track. I'm walking with my black and mild. I was bobbing to it. That's gonna go.
That's
all right.
I appreciate that.
All right. Yeah. So they fucking fit it up in the VA. You know what I'm saying? They spit about it up in Michigan. 269-369. What you think about it?
I liked it. I was feeling it. I liked it a lot actually.
What do you think about female women who kind of use sex to sell their music, their body, kind of sort of? What do you think about that?
I mean, I agree. Like, at the end of the day, sex always sells, but it's only going to sell for so long. And,
exactly.
You know, you have to have, like, some people that sell sex, to me, they don't have a lot of talent behind it, so they're pushing the sex. So, I mean, if you're sexy and that's fine, and you want to be sexy, that's fine, but please make sure you got some talent with that sexy, because sex is going to die out after a while. If you ain't got no talent, you're going to die out right with it.
Right. I mean, just think about most of the artists that sell sex, yo. They 9 times out of 10, they be one-hit wonders.
Exactly.
Right. So well, with that, let me hold on. Thanks for calling in from Michigan. Please stay on the line, and we'll get to you about the topic at hand if you want to. Please don't hang up, all right?
All right.
Let me ask Devorah this, though. So I feel the same. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, I feel the same way about rappers, you feel me, who all they talk about is club shit. You're just going to be a one-hit wonder. Do you feel the same way about male rappers who do that to get on?
What, that only talk about club records?
Yeah, rappers. Some rappers, that's all they really talk about because that's all that really make them hot in the club or sell. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, their career has no longevity to it. They'll be hot. But it's got, you putting a shelf life on it when you do that.
Well, I really can't really say that about
rappers that make club records, because you got some rappers out here, like, for instance, like Future, like, he make club records, but he make real music. You feel what I'm saying? So, I don't see that with him at all. I think he's going to be around for a while. But you have certain states, you know, that make club records that are just like followers. And when an artist, I think when it comes to rappers being one-hit wonders, it's about them not knowing their own identity and trying to be like somebody else. So their mind is set in the frame of, I got to make a song like that versus I just need to do me. And those are where we find most of our one-hit wonder rap artists at, in my opinion. That's speaking from the producer-songwriter side of me. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Hold on, let me ask Wes. Wes Craig, what you think about that joint?
Yeah, yeah, I like that, man. You're going to have a lot of empowered females, you know what I'm saying, that make that, you know, that six-figure salary, you stunting on them niggas in the club, you know what I mean? So that's for them. You know, they're gonna love that, man, because, you know, I be in a strip club all the time, and the females I be rolling with, they be throwing money right there with me.
Yeah, the women in the strip club scene, I got some female homegirls that came to Atlanta to visit me, and I said, man, you know, let's go to the strip club. You know, they looked at me like, I'm motherfucking crazy. I'm like, no, you don't understand. The strip club,
man,
like the type of the club here.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying? Right. Right. So
yo,
I took them in there, and they was crazy. They was like, oh, shit, nigga, these. And they, but, you know, then they also from a place where the girls don't get naked. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
First
yeah.
thing, when they don't understand why all these females, and they're like, shit, they felt uncomfortable because they're thinking all the girls gay that's in their party. And we're like, but they're like, why these motherfuckers walking around butt-ass motherfucking naked, popping their pussy in front of them, and they dancing. They gay. To them, where they from, they think they're gay. You feel them? And that's a whole other show in itself. I could do a whole show about that shit right there alone. And it's
I'm
going
to call
you
for that one, too.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully,
yo,
you too, man. You can do a whole show on
that
alone.
Let me tell you something. The strip club, I'm going to be honest with y'all. The strip club is where I break most of my records, and I'm a woman. Ain't nothing gay about me. I love me a man. But it's just a whole nother atmosphere, especially like me coming from Miami. Strip clubs is that, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
it's going to depend on where you at, though. Depend on where you at, you can pull that off. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. You got to be in a city like Miami or Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
You got to be somewhere like this.
You come to Fort Walton, Panama City, you're going to be looking crazy.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You already know, nigga, they still got their tops on that in base. Shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With some fat white girls walking around.
Yeah, for real.
Fuck out of here, my
nigga. I've been to Panama City, now. I forgot the little club up there in Panama City. I performed there with DJ Magic.
Oh, yeah? When was this?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, I know too.
Shoot. It's right on the strip. It's right on the strip. It's called AJ's or something like that.
KJ's? You been to KJ's?
KJ's, yep.
KJ's, when?
You ain't get shot?
I got to go to KJ's a couple of times, yo. Me and Iceberg, me and Briscoe, a couple of times I done been to KJ's.
Wow. I ain't know you been to KJ's. Damn.
Real.
Yeah, Gators, Blood Raw, all of them, my folks.
Okay, now you know Blood, my nigga, now. You know, I got plenty of songs. I just seen Gator at South the Cab the other day, and I holler at this nigga. I'm mad at Gator right now because Gator supposed to been and came to the studio and been on K100, and I gave him the business when I seen him. I said, oh, nigga, I done caught you slipping now. He like, oh, shit, Melissa, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, yeah, me, Blood Raw, and Gator got a song out called, got a song together, and it was one of the hardest songs I feel like Blood had did. Maybe because I was on it. I don't know. Maybe. So I got it. So, you know, you fucking with my people. Now I feel real crazy that I don't know you before last night, but anyway, this how she.
Well, that's all right. You know what I'm saying? Just consider me like the sleeping giant. You know, it's been a very, very long time since Florida had a female R&B artist.
Right.
Carrying them on their back. So exactly. I'm that chick, and I'm going to hold it down all the way to the top.
Hold on. We got one more person that's sitting at number one. Maybe they want to speak about your record. Hold on. 843 696. What's popping?
Carolina. Hey, what it do, Blizz? Billy Van Phoenix in the building. Just got off of work, man.
What's happening?
Phoenix.
Yeah, from Carolina. Hey, did you hear that song?
Yes, I did, and I dig it. I dig it. I dig the joint, man.
All
right. I like it.
But are you like me? Do you really want to see the girls half naked? I know I personally do. I love Nicki Minaj. I don't care how you act. Look at me like, fuck the hell out of Nicki. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, come on now. Who would I be if I didn't mind seeing a female half naked? But, you know, that's just only half of that, man. But you, that's just only about what you put out there. Exactly. And then with this song, I mean, shit, this song is fit for any woman. You know,
exactly.
It could be fit for any woman in the strip club, a woman with a business suit on, with a briefcase, walking out the lawyer office, got a big client on their hands. You know, it's fit for any female, you know what I'm saying? And it's just females who got that power to do what they do what they're supposed to be doing, man, and that's getting it right in their life, man.
Exactly. All right, so stand by, homie. We'll get back to you in a second. So, basically, everybody's feeling the song all over the country. We had Michigan check in, of course, Atlanta, Florida, Jersey.
Virginia.
You know what I'm saying? Virginia. You know what I mean? We got a New York on the line. Hold on. We got a 718. That's in New York. Hold on. Up in New York. 718-878. What you think about that record? Were you on the line?
Yeah, this is Blaze. I'm vibing with it.
You vibing? You like that record?
Yeah, I like that.
All right. How you want your females? You want your female singers sexy or... Sing or goddamn it, just talented. Which one?
I want them talented.
Yeah, alrighty. Alright. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't gonna lie, though. I ain't gonna lie, Sorry. I want my female singers, R&B singers, I want them to be able to sing. But my rap chicks, I want them to be able to flow. But goddamn it, I want them to goddamn be nasty like Lil' Kim, too. I can't lie. I want this motherfucker to be
ain't nothing wrong with that, though. It's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Because, look, I ain't going to even front, yo. If I had the body Nikki got, shit, I might floss it, too. But it's a way to do it. You know what I mean? It's just not my personality to be, you know, throwing my body all over the world like that. Shit, my titties big enough. I can't have everything every goddamn one. So I got to, you know, make what I got work. You feel me?
I feel you.
And what I make work is my talent, my craft, and my drive. Really, it's about my team to me, to be totally honest with you. I make good music. We make good music. But you got to have a strong team in order to make that music be heard. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
At the end of the day, we didn't use the sex formula. You know what I mean? It's crazy because I got Bedroom Bangers dropped, and y'all look out for that. And it's a sex street album that I really feel like I'm like that female R. Kelly, like we going in like Honey Love back. Oh, I'm throwing her all the way back. So like it's a record on there called Roxy Reynolds, and you might think I'm the biggest freak on earth after you listen to it. You know, that's just the creator in me. You know what I mean?
All right. So before we let you go, episode 227. Of course, since you are an artist, we got to get your real quick your opinion on. How you feel about online promo versus street promo? Now I see you in the streets more. I don't even know if I've even seen some online promo from you. I don't even know if I have, but I seen you in about three different venues. That's where you know what
right.
I'm saying that I've seen you at. So obviously I'm seeing you lean towards your street grind. You know you
right.
go hard with the street grind more than the online.
Yeah, I definitely am a street grinder.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the Chitlin Circuit, you know, it's just what has been instilled in me from coming up in Central Florida, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And down south, you know. My last manager, shout out to Laura Mason, we really used to hit the road a lot. Before I moved to Atlanta, I did, like, all the open mics, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like the Apache Lounge. Little thing used to have at the Underground, Jazzy Stadium. Like, it was a lot of stuff we used to just come up here and do.
Blues and Alley. Blues and Alley?
Yeah, like, I did all of those, like, little battlegrounds and stuff. So I've been doing the street grind for so long till that's what made me, you know, that got me to this point. I never had the budget to compete as an R&B artist. So I would take my mixtapes and my singles straight to the traps.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't playing me on the radio, so fuck it. If I cut hair, so if all the dope boys playing my CD with they old lady in the car, they old lady gonna play my CD too. So that's how I came up with Probation, and it just worked. So I definitely believe in the street grind, and you know I'm stepping my online game up a lot. I've been on Twitter and Facebook a lot more lately. You know, but right now I'm just prepping everything for the beginning of the year. You will see a lot more of me. There's a reason why I don't have any major videos. I shot a couple. I never put them out. You know what I mean?
Right.
but I'm really stepping my online presence game up a lot. And by me being with the team that I'm with Mazay and Brick Squad Monopoly, you know, they online crazy. World Star, live mixtapes,
right.
You know, we're everywhere, you know what I mean? So I'm really, you know, going to use that vehicle a lot in the beginning of the year, but I want fans that will grow with me, and I want to be able to be solid. Like, I want them rock star fans, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so I really believe in the street grind a lot.
All right. Well, hey, man, once again, I'm glad you called into the show. I appreciate it. And we'll be seeing a lot more of you. Like I always ask talented artists that come onto the show, can we maybe work on some sort of, you know, talk to management and get some things worked out with the Blizzard and Zavaria collaboration? You know what I mean?
Man, that ain't nothing but a word, brother. You know, all I got
right.
The whole production team here, Feel Good Music, we in the Blizzard, that's my family, you know what I mean? There's Jayvon on the beat, DBB, Super Mario, myself, Tyrese, and we here. So whenever you need a track, need a feature, y'all holler at me. She got me on my phone number.
Yeah.
I'm about to check 7365-7349. Let's get it. I'm trying to come to DC, Phoenix, Arizona, Canada, West Bubblefuck, wherever y'all want me to be at, I'm there.
All right. That's what's up. Appreciate you calling in. Hey, do me a favor, make sure you tell some folks, you know what I'm saying? Hey, the nigga Blizzard, the K100 show, you fuck with it the long way, you dig?
Hey y'all. That nigga, the Blizzard at the K100 radio show, I fuck with him the long way.
all right.
Hey, follow me at Tavaria, TARVORIA. Everybody out there, thank y'all for supporting my new record. And please keep that in your deck and support the movement. And ladies, don't forget, whatever makes you hot, love being you.
Exactly. For sure. Later. All right. So, I'm glad she called into the show, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, that's an artist that was the first time that we spoke, but I've seen her on her grind, you know, in this city, man, and I'd be everywhere in the city, especially this past year, you know what I'm saying, this past 365 days, I've been crazy on my grind out here in Atlanta, man, and I'm meeting more and more people through being Blizzom and also through being the host of K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? And so shouts out to everybody that's tuning into the show. The phone lines, yeah, on jam. You know what I mean? Shouts out to everybody who hits the number one and wants to talk, though. You know what I mean? No disrespect to the people who don't want to talk. I love y'all, too. I appreciate all y'all. I fuck with y'all. But, man, I be wanting y'all to talk. You know what I'm saying? I be wanting y'all to engage with these artists, man, because the feedback and everything, that's what my show is really about. You know what I'm saying? But I still feel... I appreciate and I feel that you even took the time out your day. You could be doing anything else. You could be doing a thousand other things besides sitting on your phone or even if all my people that's listening to me on the internet, man, you could be doing anything else except this. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it any way it comes. Now, like I said, I was going to run two joints that I normally don't run. Everybody know I don't play. Really, I don't play star music. You feel me? But once again, just because one of my favorite back in the day artists, Heavy D, RIP to that brother, man. You know what I'm saying? He passed away today. If you ain't heard, you probably been living under a rock or you're not on the social networks or anything like that. I ran the number one joint, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? That made him a star, which was the How Do We Find Love with Aaron Hall. You know what I'm saying? But in remembrance of Heavy D, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to run two Heavy D joints because he had so much music and he was so much an imprint on this. Like I said before, Heavy D made it cool for these chicks to you know, I mean, the Ricky Rosés, you know what I'm saying, to be big and somehow women still want you. You know what I mean? He was the original guy who did that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? He's also one of the original guys who made it cool to really rap straight to the ladies. You feel me? And now that's a part of the game. You can't be a star unless you make a hit song that the ladies can feel. You feel me? He was the first one to do it and say, this is what I do. I rap for the ladies. And everybody else follows suit after him. You know what I mean? So, in remembrance of the homie Heavy D, man, Heavy D, is it good to you?
I like it. get the whipped cream. Can't have ice cream without whipped cream. Plus a nice cube to make you swing. My main man did it, and he's the right thing. Come on, let me tickle you in all the right places. Keep my eyes open while I watch you make faces. Feeling quite dandy, comfortable and cozy. Let me draw the curtain, cause my neighbors are nosy. So make a little room, here comes Big Daddy. Big like a truck, satisfying like a caddy. Many are cold, but the chosen are few. And all I wanna know is a good to you.
Heavy D, man, you know what I mean? Shouts out and RIP to that brother, man. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show, you feel me? That's the number to dial into the show, 347-934-0966, man. You know what? And if you're on the phone lines right now, I'm going to take these last 15 minutes, man. We've already talked about everything that we talked about, you feel me? But just in remembrance of the brother, man, you know what I mean? I had, you know, my show all planned out or whatever, you know what I mean? But let me hear what you people think about Heavy D, man. If you're a real hip-hop head and you're on my phone, like what you think about the homie Heavy D, man? How'd you feel when you heard the homie Heavy D passed away? What about you, Wes Crave?
Man, he was just so young, man. That's what's crazy about it.
I know, man. You feel me? My thing was just to see him with all the energy at the BET Awards, and then,
yeah,
bam. It's like,
yeah, that was just recently.
And I'm like, and I still haven't found out. I've been on the air for 2 hours, so I don't know if it's come out since I've been on the air how he died. But I'm just like, I hope it wasn't a heart attack or nothing, because the dude looked and he got there cutting them steps at the awards like it was nothing. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
yeah,
I don't know,
DJ
man.
Red Alert. Yeah, Red Alert was on the radio today talking about they kind of seen it coming. But they didn't really go in, because I had got out of the car about the reason why he really died. But Red Alert was talking about, man, they kind of seen it coming.
Wow. And I saw an interview that he just did not too long ago, and it was a lot of things he was talking about. It was an interview that he did on the BBC, man. He was talking about, just other hip-hop history. Like, he was saying that, I know Pete Rock was his cousin. I didn't know that till the day. So I just saw that interview. I was like, nigga, this nigga's Pete Rock's cousin. It show you how small the industry really is and stuff. But I was like, I didn't even know Pete Rock was his cousin or anything like that. You know, the connection that he had to the With It Reminisce Over You record that he was talking about. And it was just crazy, man. But, you know, he was a legend, man. You feel me? We still got to get the Blizz and Wes Crave collab in, homie. I mean, we got
to
make
that happen. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be here all week, man. I need to get down there with you. Where the studio at? You said on that?
No. Down on the south side of Stockbridge. You feel me? So that my own spot, you know, I broadcast and record in my own spot. So, you know, you can always come down here and just, we can drop the track or whatever, you feel me? We need to get with C-Bone, yo, production show. You know what I mean? We need to make that happen. Yeah, oh, by the way, me and Wes Frays, you are booked for the All-City Jam December 9th, right?
Yeah. I just talked to Stan today. Yeah, I'm there. I know you there. Blood Raw going to be there.
Right. So that's gonna be crazy.
It is crazy.
Yo, if you are anywhere in the A50 December 9th, trust me, you do not want to miss the All-City Jam that Stan Jones is throwing. He's got everybody. He's bringing the heavyweights out as far as the A50 go, as far as these performances. Because with you guys on the ticket and Raw on the ticket, I got to act the donkey now. Now he's going to be the donkey. Now I got to really just – let me start rehearsing now.
We're bringing the whole four wall now, man.
Right.
We had went to the last one. We came out there 20 deep, man. So, you know, 20, 30 deep, man.
It's how you got to beat, man. You got to come out of them numbers. You feel me? All right, stay on line, homie. All right. Real quick, let me ask people from up north, man. You feel me? Blessed Child, what did you feel when you heard Heavy D pass, man?
Yo, that fucked my head up, man. Especially at that age, man. It tells you right there, man. Like I said, age 44, man, I tell people, man, look, man, get on your grind, do what you do, man, because you only live once, man. Life's not promised the next day, man. So don't bullshit, man. Just do what you got to do, man, and make things happen, man.
Exacto mundo, man. Real talk. What about you, Blaze Lamb?
Yeah, that kind of messed me up, too, homie. I mean, kind of made me look at myself, too, and made me want to start, you know, being a little more healthier. He died from, they said he died from pneumonia. He caught it in Las Vegas.
From pneumonia?
Yeah, they said he caught pneumonia in Las Vegas. That the paramedics or whatever came, you know, responded to the call. When they got there, he was all right. I mean, he was talking and everything. They took him to the hospital. An hour later, he was dead.
That shit's crazy. And that's like some respiratory shit, man. That's why anything with your respiratory system, yo, man, you never know, man. You just never know, man. You know what I mean? Just, wow, pneumonia. That's the thing about it is, in 2011, people still dying of pneumonia. Like, God.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Crazy.
That same shit that took Bernie Mac out. Like, pneumonia, nigga? What is it, 1950 or 1800? Pneumonia? We haven't fixed pneumonia yet, and they in the hospital, and you can't stop pneumonia?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's not cancer. It's pneumonia. God damn. Bernie Mac died the same shit. I don't know, man. Just pneumonia? I don't know.
Yeah, they said he was talking and everything. They said he took him to the hospital. An hour later, they pronounced, TMZ pronounced him dead. Broke the story. You know what I mean? They had pronounced him dead.
That's crazy. We gotta see what the fuck they did. Man, we might have to goddamn put a motherfucker goddamn through trial about this shit.
Exactly.
Straight up. Oh, you know what? While I got everybody on the phone lines, I hate to switch subjects. Hold on. Let me answer my Heavy D calls, and then we'll take the last couple of minutes to talk about Dr. Conrad Murray. I haven't talked about Dr. Conrad Murray. Hold on real quick. Michigan girl, what did you think about Heavy D dying?
Man, I was at work and somebody called me and told me, and I was just so upset because I love me some Heavy D. But, you know, I was going to say the same thing. Another caller said I was just reading and they said he had pneumonia. And, you know, they think that maybe the stress of the pneumonia could have caused him to have cardiac arrest, but they're not sure yet. So right now they're just still saying it's medical. But pneumonia can kill you because it's in your lungs. You know, it's nothing to play with. And they was like, he had, you know, a lot of people think pneumonia, oh, okay, I'll take some medicine or whatever, but my daughter's had pneumonia, and that can really set your immune system down because it's your respiratory system. And if you can't get that air in your lungs, you ain't going to make it.
Yeah, man, that's just...
And with Bernie Mac thing, Bernie Mac had a lung disease called sarcoidosis, which already made his lungs weaker anyway, so the pneumonia just was like 10 times worse on top of that.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
His wasn't just pneumonia. He had a disease of the lungs, which made him more susceptible to pneumonia. That wasn't the first time he had gotten pneumonia either.
Ah, okay, okay. Let me ask Billy Bad. Billy Bad, and he was late. He didn't even know. What you thought about that, man?
Yeah, I was mad late on that one, man. You know, I was on my last break, and that's when I seen it. I seen your post with the RP. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. You know, and then that's when I looked on BET.com, and I seen all that stuff. I mean, I didn't know about the pneumonia thing either, up until what, you know, Blaze was talking about, man. But man, it was crazy, man. I mean, still to this day, you know, since I first heard him, still to this day, I'm still trying to say diddly diddly dee. You know, I'm still trying to get all that.
Right. I forgot about it.
I mean,
man.
Yeah, man, another one.
He's a hip-hop staple, man. Bottom line, he's a staple in what we, the fabric of hip-hop. Some people are, you know, when it comes to hip-hop, they are, you know, founding fathers, and he has that respect. You know, he's a Rakim, he's a Dr. Dre, you know what I'm saying? These guys were, you know what I'm saying, instrumental in making hip-hop go stupid global into the multi-billion dollar industry it is now. From just
being, basically, you know, he paved the way, man.
Yeah, he was a trendsetter. He was, you know, like I said, his songs about women and everything. All right, stand by.
I mean,
real
he
quick.
Made big dudes dance, man. But you know, hey, I'm gonna get off here. I got a date to go on too, man. But I'll get with y'all tomorrow, next episode.
All right, homie, be easy.
Yeah.
Strap up. Jesus Christ. This guy here, he can be a tad bit out of control. I got 10 minutes left. All I want to do is open up the motherfucking phone line. Let me stop this shit right here. All right? And I ain't did this in a minute. It's open season. If you're on the phones right now, please mute your backgrounds if you got the number one press down. It's only about 7 of y'all that actually got the number one. I won't open up everybody's line, but it's about 7 of y'all who got y'all number ones pressed down. And I'm going to open up everybody. This is an open forum. You feel me? What the fuck do y'all feel about Conrad Murray going to goddamn prison about killing Mike? Or should he have even been convicted of this shit? Michigan Girl, Blaze Lance, I got Wes Crave on the line. I got Bless Child on the line from the 850-319. I think that's Shay. Oh, no, I can't open her mic. She didn't. I got these people on the line right now. Oh, Billy Bad just left. Everybody else, I won't go to your phone now unless you hit number one if you want to talk about this. But I got all of y'all mics open. What do y'all think about Conrad Murray going down for killing Mike? Everybody's mic. Go ahead.
He should have an accomplice. Go ahead, babe.
I'm sorry. I mean, we all know Mike was hooked on drugs, painkillers, or whatever, but my problem with Conrad Murray is you're a doctor. You took an oath. You let money cloud your better judgment, you know, and whatever, and you're administering drugs that should have only been given in a hospital under supervision with the right equipment and all of that. So maybe he was a, you know, drug addict or whatever, hooked on painkillers, but you're a professional. You knew better, and then what happened when everything happened, you didn't even call 911 immediately. You trying to cover up with stuff, so that let you know that you was guilty of something, even if it was nothing but bad judgment. So your actions led to a man's death. So, hey, I feel that you let money cloud your judgment.
Let me get this. I feel you on that. I feel you, like, he should have, like, he tried to cover it up, but, you know, Michael Jackson was an addict. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if it wasn't Conrad, it was going to be another doctor anyway.
Somebody else, true, but then let somebody else take the fall, because that somebody else would have been responsible. My thing is, we know he's an addict, but you still let money and bad judgment cloud your thinking, and you went outside your Hippocratic oath as a doctor.
And I agree with you with that. I agree with you on that 100%. Yes, he is guilty of involuntary manslaughter, because that's what that means.
Right.
He killed somebody and he didn't really mean to do it.
Right.
Yes, he is guilty.
My thing on that, I agree with both of y'all, but it's like, to the point, man, I'm so fucked over this motherfucking system right now. Michael Jackson was a grown-ass man. Let's keep it real.
Yes, I think Kyle Rad,
need to go to jail, but how you gonna pair a grown ass man to a little girl, Casey? She ain't locked up, but Conrad locked up. I think both of them should be locked up.
Nah, but listen though,
that's how fucked up the system is.
When you have a family member,
gonna wear that. I mean, whether he was guilty or not, I think he still was gonna wear it.
when you have a family member that's on drugs that bad, it's up to the family to get him the proper treatment. If they said they seen that this doctor was just going to be about the money, get them a new doctor. Where was Janet? Where was the rest of the brothers? Where the, you know what I'm saying? This ain't got, this is bigger than Conrad. Michael Jackson had issues from when he was a little boy. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So they knew this was going to come eventually. This is coming. Right. Come on, they knew this was coming for eventually, man. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
if Conrad goes to jail, his brother, his sister, everybody who's ever aided him in his drug habit should go to jail because they are all responsible.
That's extreme, though. Hold on.
That's somewhat extreme. I mean, I feel where you're going, but you have to go back to he's a grown man, and even though your family know you, we don't know. They could have done an intervention. Everybody probably had somebody or know somebody in their family that's been on drugs. When they grown like that, you can do, you can say whatever, but at the end of the day, if they're not ready to quit, then they not. My problem with him is you're a doctor, you're a professional, and you went because you were getting this money and you did things outside of what you knew you were. You did things outside of your medical profession that you shouldn't have been doing. That's my problem with what he did. We all know Mike was hooked on drugs. That's besides the point. But you as an adult and a legal, you're a doctor. You took an oath. You're a medical professional, and you did this outside of that just for some money, $150,000 every month.
That's a lot of damn money. That's a lot of fucking money, man.
I let money cloud my motherfucking judgment. Now he's going to pay the price for letting money cloud his judgment.
All right.
I don't think he should go to prison for it. I don't think he should go to jail or go to prison for it. I think he's already in, like, mental prison because he killed Michael Jackson. He got to deal with that for the rest of his life.
Now, mental prison is not good enough for white people. Hold on, everybody. We got another caller want to talk. I guess now we 850-319. Shay?
Yeah, hey, it's me. I was listening.
Oh, okay. I thought you hit the number one. I knew.
I did. I was just going to take part in the discussion.
He ain't killed Mike. Mike killed himself. Mike knew where the fuck he was going.
I mean, yeah, I agree with you, man. I have no sympathy for him.
You go to the family, it's not his family. It's his pops. You go to the documentary story, what did one of his brothers say? Damn, I got to get an appointment to talk to my brother.
If my brother was not getting proper treatment from a doctor, we gonna get him a new doctor, and we gonna do everything we can.
That's if y'all in contact. You know, Mike had cut a lot of people off, and you also have to realize if he hooked on drugs, he's not necessarily in his right frame of mind. He just wants something that's gonna help him do whatever it is he needs to do when you hooked on drugs. So
he went and took the shit by himself. When he left, he went and took it himself. That's what I'm saying. You're gonna do anything you got to do to get your fix. So when the doctor, he just needs to
be professional, he should have been like, hey, I'm not going to be a party to this. You don't have to find somebody else or whatever. That's my problem with him being a doctor.
He's in jail. Mike is a grown-ass man. The reason Conrad Murray is in jail is because he is a doctor. That's why he's a doctor.
But you know what, though, really what it comes down to, that's malpractice. Yes, the man did die, but if he wasn't Michael Jackson, it would not be this big-ass issue like this. Think about how many doctors administer malpractice, and, you know, yes, they are held accountable for it, but, you know, Michael Jackson was a grown man. Yes, he was an addict. But what you got to realize, when someone is taking pain medication and it gets to a level to where they're on such high medication, you have to continuously give them high medication in order to keep them under a certain level of control. You can't just, you know, they can't take what we take and that make it okay. So, I mean, not his actions or anything like that, but, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, the doctor's judgment or whatever. And two, he's a private doctor. You know, private doctors, they cater
to
that one individual patient. That's his only patient.
All right, I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta go.
All right, boom.
I can do a whole show about Conrad, man, but I got to go. We're falling off the air. I want to make sure I end it out with the music. You know what I'm saying? And how it goes. So, look, and listen, everybody. I really appreciate all of you guys calling into the show tonight. Shouts out to everybody that came, that called in, especially my homie Wes Crave and everybody else. You know, that always calls the Michigan Girl and Shane, everybody in Blaze Lambs. You feel me? Shouts out to Devoria, you know what I mean, for coming through the spot. You feel me? Once again, before I go, man, RIP to Heavy D. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Radio, I'm signing off, and I catch up with you guys Thursday. We're going to have a great show Thursday. Illa Kill, you ready? Let's get it.